Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we're continuing the halachas of Boina, of building on Shabbos. And today we will discuss a few different heterim, things that are allowed, and it's not asur on binyan on Shabbos. The halacha is something that its use is, the way you use it is by putting it in and out, back and forth. That's not a iser Boina. Boina is only something that's made to stay here, even if it doesn't stay a long time, but it's made to stay in this spot. But it's made to go in and out, that's the way you use it, that's the way of the Hishtamshus. Then the halach is, there's no iser binyan. We'll give examples. One of the examples are a towel rack or a toilet paper holder. Sometimes in a towel rack, you have a bar that's made to be removed and put back. It's in between these two pieces of metal that are screwed into the wall, and you put the bar in, and you take it in and out in order to put a towel on it, or to put a roll of toilet paper on it, or paper towels on it. So the halach is, even though the metal frame is attached to the wall, when I put that tube, that plastic tube, into the metal frame, I'm technically adding to a binyan, adding to a structure, but that's not binyan. Why? Because that tube is made to come in and out. When I finish the toilet paper roll, I take off that tube and I add a new toilet paper roll. Therefore, replacing that tube back into this frame, side by a paper towel rack or by a toilet paper roll, it's not a problem on Shabbos, it's not a problem of binyan. Now, another case where there's no problem of binyan is a hook. Some call it an S-hook. You take a hook and you put it on top of the door. It's shaped like an S. The hook is a piece of metal shaped like an S. And you place it on top of the door. And then you hang towels on it. You put it on top of the bathroom door and hang towels on that. That's not an iser binyan. Even though it sits on the top of the door, it sits there for a few months. But since that's obviously not something that's part of the binyan, therefore it's not an iser binyan. I'll read you what the lashon is in the Sefer Kavitz Halachos from Shmuel Kamenetsky. He says, Matle, which is a hook, Hanitle Bedelas Ayidei Vav, however, Gabi Roisha Dallas no Milo, Mutter Litloisoi Velasiri Bashabis. Let's put it up and down on Shabbos. Ve'imbay Mishamois Vabinyan. And he says on the bottom, the reason is, the Matla Kazer, this hook, Churosoi Buchachasalov, She'ina Moisval Abinyan. El Toilo Dova Gabi Dallas. It's very clear, he's just trying to hang something on top of a door, and it's not Binyan at all. Now, another Negei Halacha that might be Mutter Filara Paiskim is a picture that fell off the wall. You had a picture that's hanging on the wall, on a nail. Either you want to hang it for the first place, or it fell off, you want to put it back up. Are you allowed to put the picture back on the wall? That means, of course, you have the nail in the wall already. The hook is in the wall. You just want to add the picture and hook it on the hook, on the nail on Shabbos. Is that mutter or aser? So in the Arkha Shabbos, it says, Tumuna teluya v'kaisel, ve'in v'chabaris b'klal, it's not attached to the wall. Ain't iser b'ina v'soyse b'tiliyasa v'sirasa. If you take it off and on, there's no iser b'ina. We'll get that in a second. It might be Issa Muksa. And the same thing is possible in Sefer Kavitz Halachos as well. And also in the Shabbos home, also it brings down the many Paiskim holds Mutter. And really, the Makar is a Magen Avraham that says it's Mutter to hang on the wall curtains Lanoi just for make it look nice. And the reason is since it's very loose and it's made to go on and off, therefore it is Mutter. Now, the Arkha Shabbos speaks out, even though pictures are not made to come on and off, they're made to stay there. But since it's the way it's hooked on is a rough way to go away, it's a loose way, it's a loose oifen that it's hooked onto the wall, it's not tightly attached to the wall, therefore it's considered not part of the binyan, and it's no problem to put it back according to those paiskim. There are some of machmer, but most paiskim allow it. Now the only problem is that a lot of these pictures have a problem of muksa. If it's a type of a picture you're very machmer on, you don't want it to get a scratch, you don't want it to break, then it might be a muksa machmas chesrin kiss, which means a muksa because it's worth a lot of money. And therefore, as the muksa shaboy, it might be a problem to metal it and hang it back up. And even more, the Chazanish says that if you had it in this place a long time and it wasn't supposed to fall down, and it's not normal for it to fall down, it becomes muksa also because it's part of the furniture and part of the walls, and it's maksa daite, therefore it's muksa. So therefore, lakha lamaisa, if a picture falls down, as boina, there's a big mokoim to hang it back up. But a lot of times, if it's an expensive picture, there'll definitely be a problem of muksa, and therefore it should be avoided. If the picture falls off the wall, you should pashtus leave it there until after Shabbos, because you're not sure, unless you're sure it's a picture that goes on and off a lot, and it's not an inexpensive picture, a picture frame, then it'll be mutter to put it back up.